You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Scott Presler moved back to 2:30 today. We'll catch up with him. A Catholic church is allowing him to register voters there. We'll find out all that's involved with that. And the usual, what's going on in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. We have Dom's Money Melody for a great prize. That coming up around 2:13 or so. We're working on Alan Dershowitz tomorrow. I remember on my show when he said with Epstein, but I always kept my trousers on. Trousers, yes. He's out there. He's talking a bit. He says there's some client, attorney-client privilege stuff he can't talk about. But I think Epstein is not going to go away without the Trump administration doing something else to move the needle here. And on Wednesday, is it the attorney, Henry, Ellen Greenberg's attorney?
The attorney, correct.
For Ellen Greenberg's parents. They have kept the case. It's hard to believe 14 years is what I have in front of me. It's on Hulu now. We'll get when you can watch it, the investigation. And it's major because it's ridiculous, given the forensics. The last time Dan got the attorney on, that indicate that somehow or another she committed suicide. Completely unlikely, given the stab wounds, the ferocity, number, and all that, that somebody murdered her is the allegation. And Josh Shapiro, the allegation is, was involved in not aggressively moving on this. All right? So that's where we are on that. Wednesday, they'll be here. We'll let you know all the details, remind you tomorrow. Rahm Emanuel is making noise as if he's going to run for president. Rahm Emanuel is a good political advisor, usually. He plays hardball. Remember the dead fish, sending people dead fish, that type of thing, when he was involved with Obama? Rahm Emanuel on CNN says, Trump has never deployed troops in 6 years of a presidency anywhere in the world except for Los Angeles. And you know what? That's a mark of what people support. Yes, he has kept us out of deploying troops. Remember when we were talking with Iran, we were taking callers oh, man, this is not going to go well. This is Trump, and Trump is going to put troops in harm's way. Not going to do it. That's not what he's about. That's not what he's almost ever going to do. He flexes American power in a couple of ways, air power, and then trade power, among other things. And yes, he deployed troops in L.A. because of the ferocity of what was going on there, the rioting, etc., putting ICE at risk, and he was right to do it. That's not a winning message. People don't want American troops deployed anywhere in the world. We casually got into that atmosphere, and it's not a good look. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is push pound 1210. And to me, the Epstein thing is so white hot, it even pushes aside that the EU countries, NATO, will pay for weapons, good for the American military, good for our economy. They'll pay for them. He's got NATO to agree to step up more and then send the weapons to Ukraine through NATO. It's just a question. I need a little bit more expertise. A lot of them appear to be defensive Patriot missiles. But are any of them the type of thing that's going to keep Putin up at night to think this is more of an offensive weapon, can strike farther into Russia? I don't see that yet, but we're going to see if they're better armed. Now, this deal is very Trumpian. It follows exactly the line of what he tries to do. And the guy, the Secretary General of NATO there, was very much a partner in this. Extremely a partner. So we are seeing good stuff on this front. 855-839-1210. One other thing I've been highlighting in the big, beautiful bill, Wall Street Journal picked up on it today. Guy writes a column that says something in the big, beautiful bill that's going to put the Democrats in a box, and that is school choice. You know by now, you get to donate $1,700, goes to nonprofits who will distribute scholarships. The parliamentarian jumped in, though. Democrats used this. And now each state has to approve it. As we understand it, that would be Governor Shapiro. Now, we're not sure why Republicans are not making a bigger fuss over this. I'm talking about it. What's the holdup? And if Shapiro will not do it, this would take who knows how many thousand kids in Pennsylvania away from being able to choose a school of their choice. And you can't use the argument you're taking away resources from public schools. These are donations that are made that you then take off your federal income tax. So nobody's taking any money away from these bad public schools. They'll continue to be bad and they'll continue to get their money. What this does, though, is it offers choice to parents and students who are stuck in rotten schools. And that's what they are, whatever the reason why. Last week, we had Guy Shirocki on. He had a great coup, what he found. The Johnstown School District and one next door, giving $2,000 straight up, taxpayer funds, apparently, to bribe parents who are in cyber charter schools to come back to the school district. That's unethical. Ferndale, a school district nearby, giving teachers a bounty of $1,000 to get kids out of charter schools and come back to their school district. It's stunning. They're fighting the good fight. They don't care. They don't want you to have choice. And this is right now centered on Josh Shapiro. We'll see what he decides to do. The choice ought to be clear. If he believes in school choice at all, he ought to be able to say, sure, we're going to give parents that opportunity. This doesn't take away from public schools. Why do Democrats block this? We know the reason why. They're captive of the teachers' unions. And their argument is always going to be, you don't have the choice that many of them make. You know that many of them send their kids to private schools, and they're right to do that. It's their choice, and they're probably better off. All right, let's go to David, Lexington, South Carolina. David is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Very good, David.
You know, I won't comment on the license plate thing, seeing as how for the last 30 years, we don't even have inspections here. So I'll leave that one
alone.
Whoa,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got to get into that. No inspections?
Nope, not since 1996.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm not objecting. I think more than anything, it's a moneymaker. You know, the argument is, what about safety in South Carolina? You guys crazy or what?
Oh, man. You'll see a car driving down the road without a hood on it. You know, it's amazing what you'll see. So, yeah, it's something.
The state ought to put that, the state where you don't have to have your car inspected. That's a great draw.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's been something. So, yeah, you still see some old cars with 96 stickers on them because that's the last time they had them. So it's been a long time, but it was a joke. I mean, you went in, you paid $5. The guy put the sticker on. He didn't really check it, you know. So
that's even better. Corruption. You know. It's even better. Yeah.
That's what we do down here. You know, real quick on the athlete thing, you notice you don't hear many of the women trying to play men's sports. Why is it only one way?
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't remember. Yeah. I mean, sometimes they do it because it shows how good they are at something. They take a shot at it. There was a move to have, what's the woman? It was a really good soccer player, the really good teams, and she wasn't an idiot that tried out or was going to try out for the Giants to kick field goals, local from Burlington County, I think. I think had a shot at being able to do it, but even field goal kicking, I'm doubtful.
Right.
And you know what's going to happen. Some idiot's going to run into them just to try to make a point. So it's pretty difficult to imagine a female in any of the major sports.
Right. It seems like a one-way street on that thing. So
yeah.
I always think about that, you know. My side question, I really was going to say, y'all probably don't know this movie that well, but the movie Radio.
Cuba
Gooding Jr. did a great job. If you knew Radio, he was just like him. But I think the better one is Carol O'Connor as Archie.
Yeah, we had that already, though. Somebody had that. Yeah, so do you have another one?
Yeah, I'll go with the Radio then.
Okay.
Cuba Gooding, he did that role exactly. He had the mannerisms, everything that Radio had up there, Tijuana, just played it perfectly. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I think he was great for that role. But.
Thank you, David. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, we have Dom's Money Melody, Scott Presler at 2:30. And as I said, the Epstein stuff, here is Jack Persobic. Now, look, Jack was an intern here and then a salesman for all. This is Cut 10, YouTube. But he is on the outer edge of right-wing influencers. Here's what he said. They had the big Charlie Kirk, younger conservatives, and they had every star imaginable, Megyn Kelly, everybody else there. Here's what he said, why Epstein is so important.
I'm getting sick and tired of being lied to. I'm being sick and tired of all the lies. And by the way, I don't care if those lies are coming from someone with a D next to their name or someone with an R next to their name. I'm sick of the lies and I'm calling you all out. So I got a question. How many people in this room, raise your hand, you hear about January 6th? You guys remember January 6th, right? How many of you supported a January 6er through donations, through money, through tweets, through social media? How many of you stepped up to support January 6th? Let's see a show of hands. Incredible. Well, let me tell you something right now. I will not rest until we go full Jan 6 committee on the Jeffrey Epstein files and every single client that was associated with this thing has an FBI agent at their door on their phone going after them the same way they went after the Jan 6ers and the peaceful patriots and the praying grandmothers that were on those steps. That's how we should go after every single person that was in the Epstein client list.
All right, so this is going to continue to ratchet up. People that have to get clicks, people that have to do it are going to take it to astronomical levels. There's some of that. But across the board, as much as people say, yeah, it's not as important as what Trump just did today with Ukraine, Russia, NATO, look at that. They're not going to dismiss it and say, yes, we're in agreement with your policies. We like what you're doing, without a doubt. But this is a big issue. It's about the elites getting away with it, You heard O'Reilly today talking about that, his conversations with Trump. No theory on what's behind it specifically. That's really hard to tell. I don't think anyone fully knows. And then Trump's stance of dismissing people. We played that last week at the cabinet meeting. Pam Bondi answered, at least. So what are some of the things they could do to take the heat off? One, they can appoint a special counsel. Two, they could remove redactions to the already released documents so that people would see that. And three, they could petition courts that have sealed up the Epstein-related records to release some of that. Or some mixture of it, or something like that. I don't think Pam Bondi is going to do a news conference. I think that would not go well. So what's the next move here? I think Trump has in his mind this will just go away. I don't think it'll go away. Doesn't mean it's going to sink him. It doesn't mean anything like that. But we heard several callers today. Gary of Newtown was an example. You know, people that put their trust in Trump over the course of time, thinking, well, what's up with this? Why this out of everything that's out there? Why would you, what are you protecting? O'Reilly, he told him on St. Patrick's Day, a lot of innocent people, their name gets mentioned. We're not talking about they had lunch with him or they said hello to him. We're talking about what records do we have about who went to the island with him. Otherwise, how is Maxwell in jail for 20 years? If there are no clients, there's no criminal behavior. How does that happen? Well, of course there are clients. All right, 855-839-1210. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
And we are playing today for a pair of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Binghamton Rumble Ponies at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, Saturday, July 26th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking for an actor, an actress who, you know, is known for that one role, is perfectly cast in that one role. So imagine if you're an actor, you get cast in a role based on a true story, and the movie does phenomenal. You're phenomenal in it. Everyone for the rest of your life is going to know you from this movie. They're going to know you from all the Oscar wins the movie got. 7 Oscar wins for this movie, including the score of the movie, which I will play for you in a second. But imagine you as the lead actor in this movie, never actually seen the movie fully all the way through. Isn't that crazy to you? If you were in this all-time great movie and you've never seen it. It's a crazy move.
People don't like to see themselves on screen.
I understand that.
At once you think they would, though, yeah.
Yeah, if it's your best performance, your number one performance, the performance everyone associates you with in your acting career, you'd think you'd see it. But this person in this movie has not seen this movie. I'm going to play the soundtrack from this very large, very famous movie. I want to know the movie in which it comes from. Yeah, Dom. 7 Oscars for this very famous movie, including Best Original Score, which you're hearing here. Which score? What is the movie this score is from?
All right, hit us with the movie at 855-839-1210. Coming up, something we told you about in Jersey. Media literacy skills. Doesn't that seem innocuous? That's being taught in Jersey now. Or is it? It's coming to Pennsylvania, and I'll tell you why. There could be problems with it. All straight ahead with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. Henry has something today. We're looking for the name of this film. Here's the score from the film.
A lot of great views come with this soundtrack, that's for sure. A lot of great views.
All right, let's go to Chris in Quakertown. All right, Chris, what's the score?
Lawrence of Arabia.
All righty. I'll put you on hold, Chris. It goes back a little bit, but certainly fits the mode.
Yeah.
Anything else you have?
Yeah, the titular character, Lawrence of Arabia, played by Peter O'Toole. Never saw the movie all the way through somehow. And also, despite this being probably his best and most notable performance,
it is, yeah.
Didn't win the Oscar. This movie won 7 Oscars. Wasn't for him. You know who did win the Oscar, Dom?
That's a while ago.
1963. You know it?
Brando?
No.
Okay.
It was Gregory Peck for To Kill a Mockingbird.
Hard to beat him in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real heavy lift, yeah. It may be his greatest role.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of others, but yeah. All right, so we got a winner. Chris, you get a pair, 4-pack of tickets. See the Reading Phillies versus the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, Saturday, July 26th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com. All right, I mentioned a while ago, Jersey instituted this, I guess it was last year, or maybe a little while ago. And it seems on paper to be a good idea. And I haven't seen, you know, people go back and forth. I didn't go and look again. New Jersey literacy, media literacy mandate. It's a mandate. You must teach media literacy in Jersey schools. Now, Pennsylvania looking to do the same thing. Okay. What's the upside that you delve deeply into determining the credibility, the newsworthiness, the accuracy? You got all the stuff with AI, I'm sure, or they should get into that. How do you make determination about anything that it's factual or credible? The problem is that with most of these, the fear is they're pretty vague, and in a place like Jersey, they're going to lead toward saying credible sources that are certainly debatable, that lean left, or they're going to impugn something like Fox News. How would you ascertain the credibility of Fox News, talk radio, given what you whatever you want? So I'll be very interested to see how Pennsylvania actually writes this or how they actually implement it. But they, the argument is the Senate bill would require K through 12 media literacy. The authors of both bills say the prominence of intentionally false stories made to appear as legitimate news reports have continued to increase, and fake news continues to do a disservice to our public discourse. All right, I would agree with that. If you're breaking down what are some of the things that you would see that are truly fake, disinformation, misinformation, intentionality. In other words, they look good. I had one recently, and Henry, I think you spotted it. I don't know if it was the stitching or whatever. The Trump hat,
oh yeah,
rather than saying there, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, said T-H-E-I-R, I think.
Yeah.
Intentionally to then call into question the stupidity of people that might wear the hat of Trump people.
Total rage bait.
Yeah. So if that's the case, uh-oh, Senator Kathy Muth is one of the architects of the bill. No, say it's not so. I just saw that down here. There we go. That doesn't mean you dismiss it totally, but if it's based upon what I just gave you as an example, how do you make the determination that this is indeed not real? And this would be a lot of online stuff, a lot of AI stuff. But when I take a look at this, they say it's to recognize biases, distinguish between credible information and misinformation, and create and share content responsibly. Okay, it's all in the details. It's all in how they approach various news sources. What do they say about the New York Times? Well, it's a paper of record. It's got a lot of resources, etc. Then what would they say is a source? It's a pretty good source on the more conservative side. It's all in the execution. It's all in the language of this. And I'm pretty suspect of what they do in Jersey. But if it's coaching kids up, I don't know how you do that with kids in kindergarten, to be looking for online sources that are just not true. They're fake in one way or another. I don't know that you need entire courses on that. When reading, writing, and other things, you could blend it in. I think that's fair. If it's kind of limited to that, that makes sense. That would be something that you want to be taking a look at. How do you skillfully do that? All right, we'll look at that in reading, writing, and reason as this becomes closer to actually fleshed out. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let's go to Jerry in Wilmington. Jerry, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Dom. For the side answer, I cannot see anyone other than Robin Williams doing Mrs. Doubtfire. You know that scene where he goes, "Hello!" Could you imagine Al Pacino doing it? Hello.
Yeah, the ability to impersonate, etc. Yeah, Robin Williams, that's a tremendous role. Very effective film, touching. Yeah, I would agree. It's hard to imagine anyone else doing that. That's what we're looking for today, the birthday of Harrison Ford over the weekend, Indiana Jones. We're looking to see that. All right, in the on-deck circle, can you imagine a guy coming out of nowhere, suddenly picking up trash in Baltimore, Philadelphia and all? And that's where I first heard of him, Scott Presler. Then I met him, thanks to the great Sam Warapisa, hope Sam's well, in Kensington, coaching people up on how to go out and register voters, and then took him out in, well, really Harrogate, but, you know, same principle. One from Gladwin, this woman that came there for that. Wow. Seeing it in person, you get a sense of the impact he made. And then Pennsylvania in 2024, among other places. All right, Scott's with us each week to give us an update from the ground, and Jersey is a key place. I also asked him, though, on the ground of people talking about Epstein. Do they care about this, or is it something else, Pennsylvania, Jersey? And he's gotten churches now to allow him to register voters there. But we'll get a winner today, too, on the side question. 855-839-1210. Hey, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and so much more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. You'll speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online. RES-Q.com. RES-Q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off all natural solutions, blood pressure, cholesterol, to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you at RES-Q.com.
All right. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Right, good introduction for Scott Presler. Scott joining us every Monday, usually at 2 o'clock. A little pressing matter today. Scott on the Dom Giordano Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott. Good afternoon. Yo, Scott. Come in, Scott.
Hi. Yeah, I'm driving, so I have bad service here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear, Scott. So, big news this week. You've gotten, I believe it's a Catholic church, to allow you to register voters in Pennsylvania.
I do believe on Sunday I'll be visiting this Catholic church to register voters. And we've actually had other churches in addition, Catholic and just under the banner of Christianity, that are allowing us now into their doors to register voters. And so I really want to hit on the point that 30% of Christians are not registered to vote. This is something that people will hear me say often. And if people actually voted, you know, their biblical values and went from the pews to the polls, I think we could radically transform our country for the positive. And I think part of this is stemming from the fact that the IRS just sent out a document. There was litigation that the IRS is now giving permission to churches that they can politically endorse candidates. And I want to make it clear, I'm not even going into a church asking for an endorsement. I simply want the opportunity to register voters. And so if anybody listening to this call right now, I'm going to put it upon you, and I hope that I'm inspiring you to look up the IRS verdict and perhaps even print it off and bring it to your rabbi or your priest or your bishop and see if we can do more voter registration, because that would unlock the true potential of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I would add to that, Scott, I would encourage people, you're right, to do that, that some churches historically, I mean, I remember way back to when Al Gore was running for president, even here in Philadelphia, hitting black churches primarily, and speaking right there from the altar. So historically, they've done it, and there hasn't been anything from the IRS or anything else. And I think the Trump people sense that. So now they're saying, we're leveling the playing field. We're making this legal.
Yes. Well, it's no different. You know, think about it. Like you said, Hillary Clinton has visited churches. I'm sure President Obama did. And there's a history of Democrats doing it, but it's really always been Republicans who are the ones fearful of the IRS targeting them. And I want to make it clear that it's warranted for them to feel that way, because it was Lois Lerner under President Obama, Democrat, of course, that had the IRS go after Tea Party groups, conservative groups. But now I want to make it clear, we have a new president, we have a new administration, and we have an IRS that is not going to be going after political activities at churches. So if you ever wanted to fight for your biblical values, now is the time. And because we don't know if it's going to be J.D. Vance, hopefully, as president next year, or God forbid Kamala gets in there. But, you know, time changes and the political spectrum vacillates back and forth depending upon who's in power.
So the best thing, if they find some place that might be interested in that, to let you know, where do they go, Scott?
Please, earlyvoteaction.com, email scott@earlyvoteaction.com. And I want to also say we're going to be nothing but respectful, punctual, polite, and we will register every person that wants to register to vote, regardless of their political affiliation. We're not like the Democrats. We take care of everybody, and we want to actually earn people's votes. We don't expect your vote. We want to earn it.
And Scott, many weeks when we talk, you'll say something, did you know 30%, 40% of hunters are not registered to vote, or VFW veterans, or something like that. You pick these off, and they are a gold mine to actually turn out voters.
I was going for a walk last night. I was in Port Jervis / Milford in Pike County, Pennsylvania, one of my favorite counties. And as I'm about to cross a bridge in the dead of night, I look over across the street and I see the Keystone Gun Store. And in the window of the Keystone Gun Store is a sign that says 30% of hunters are not registered to vote.
Yeah.
And it was our early vote action sign. And it just, it was cool to see our work coming to fruition. And furthermore, I met a hunter at the rally at the Rock in Bradford County, this young man, long hair like me, beard, Second Amendment enthusiast. And I asked him, and he was not registered to vote. His friends had all tried to get him, but because I asked him, he's now going to register. And I just want to give a shout out, since we're mentioning the rally at the Rock. Congressman Dan Muser was there. Dan Muser is doing a great job. He got the big, beautiful bill across the finish line. Congressman Scott Perry was there out of York County. Scott Perry is doing a wonderful job for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And our treasurer, one of the top vote getters in the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Stacey Garrity. Garrity was also there at the rally at the Rock.
Well, I want to emphasize that last one. You're right, Stacey Garrity. High hopes. We hope any day soon, because I think she could contend. Scott, what are we seeing in Pennsylvania now, registration this week?
So kind of a little bit of a mixed bag. So what I want to do is start with the high notes, and then I'll end with a lower. Actually, we'll do it the opposite way. So this week, the Democrats did out-register us, but by a very small number. It was fewer than 100, somewhere between 50 and 100 more. I will say that our team did well this last week registering voters. So this next week, you'll see more voter registrations coming through on a week from today when I report with you on 1210. But here's the fascinating thing. For everything that's going on, where the Democrats are going to say, oh, people are abandoning Republicans, people are leaving Republicans, it's actually the opposite. When you look at party-to-party voter registration, more Democrats are flipping to Republican than vice versa. And more Democrats are switching to independent than Republicans switching to independent. And furthermore, one last point, Erie County, the most important swing county in the entire United States of America, continues to trend to the right, and the Democrats lost another 20, 25 voters. So every single week, -25, -25. And we're seeing that consistently in Erie County. And if I were a Democrat, if I were John Fetterman, if I were Josh Shapiro, I would be very worried that Erie continues to go to the Republican Party.
How about Chester County?
Chester, I didn't take a look. I'm driving. I went to Wayne County, Pike County, Bradford County. I'm on the way to Lehigh County. Then I go to Monroe County. Then I go to York County. I want everybody listening right now to let you know I am working 24/7, 365. I'm living out of my car, and I'm putting in the work for you guys every day.
We know that. Any Jersey thoughts?
Jersey, our team is doing well. We have the Monmouth Festival coming up this next week. Our team continues to go down to the shore. We're in doing a great job in Bergen County and Passaic County. We just hired a new full-time staffer for Sussex and Warren County, which border Pennsylvania. Those are two red important counties. But we really need some more help. If you value my weekly my weekly coming on this show and telling you about all the things that we're doing. We need your financial support. So anything that people can donate at earlyvoteaction.com will allow us to hire more full-time staffers in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey. But I will say, Jack Chattarelli has the opportunity to win. And here's the most important sell for any of my beautiful Bill Spadia supporters that are listening right now. I want you to know I'm still thinking about you. If you, my Bill Spadia supporters, want a Republican attorney general, if you elect Jack Chattarelli as governor, he can appoint a Republican attorney general. And that is something that will benefit every person in the Garden State.
Yeah, without a doubt. The current guy, well, and the previous attorney general, even worse. So, Scott, where do we go for all things Scott Presler, particularly volunteering, helping out in some way?
At Scott Presler on X, even though Elon unfollowed me, I still love him. I still respect him. And earlyvoteaction.com.
All righty, Scott. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Scott Presler, until next week. Coming up, it is the lightning round at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it absolutely is. Somebody, and it's all in the call, who is just, you can't imagine anybody else in that role. It was the birthday of Harrison Ford this weekend, Indiana Jones. That's why it was on our mind. Tomorrow, we hope to speak with Alan Dershowitz. And you can let me know if you tire of the Epstein thing. And not that we just talked about that today. I just think it's still unresolved here. Not going to go away unless something else happens. And even the news that President Trump has crafted a deal that's unbelievable. American military products will be bought by NATO, then sent to Ukraine. And we're paying for nothing and yet aiding and abetting, trying to drive Putin to end this. That's big news. Tomorrow, too, I got to get into this, the big, beautiful bill that changes for student loan borrowers, particularly graduates. You will not believe it's good of what they're trying to do to drive down prices. All that tomorrow. All right, Alan in Hamilton, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Alan, what do you have today?
Not the second or the third, but the first Terminator film, anybody else but Schwarzenegger playing that part.
Yeah, I think it's hard to imagine a persona. Yeah, he... people knew him weightlifting by that point and several other things. It's hard to believe that you could craft it any better. I like the second better, though. I like that emotionally much better. Easily. There's much more in there. Yeah, it's a better film. Phil in Delaware. Phil, give us yours.
Hey, good afternoon. Quick question. When do you think the Democrats are going to give Trump credit for crafting the NATO bill?
Yeah, they will not. And their silence indicates they can't find a flaw in it. They're searching, meeting. We're not paying for it. We're defending Ukraine. American infrastructure is being paid for. All good, good across the board. And he's at least now, not enough in my view, but he's pushing back on Putin.
Yep. So how do you think they can find fault with that?
That's why I'm saying they've been silent. Yeah, you're right. It's a win. It's triple. All right. Who's your person, Bill?
Paul Newman in one of the Mel Brooks movies.
What is he? I don't know that one.
It was with Marty Feldman, okay. And it actually played him as a race car driver, and he was in a hospital bed from an accident.
Okay, thank you.
That was a silent movie, 1976.
Ah. Yeah, okay. I see why we don't have as much.
Points off if you don't know the role. There.
Yeah, exactly. The Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
I didn't realize I missed the rally at the Rock this year. I live outside of Wysock, so my vacation time. So,
okay.
My answer is going to be in 2009, Morgan Freeman portrayed Nelson Mandela in the film Invictus. I never saw the movie. You probably didn't either. Most people don't probably realize that fact. But when Nelson Mandela died December 5th of 2013, there was a textile manufacturer in India who decided to do a billboard to honor Nelson Mandela as a man of peace, like Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King. And when he put the billboard up to honor Nelson Mandela's death, he used the picture of Morgan Freeman and not Nelson Mandela.
That's pretty good. Thank you all very much. I love this next answer. I have a thing about who should play this unbelievable character, and the knockoffs cannot, you know, it spoiled it because he was the first. Joe of Exton. Joe, who's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. With his English accent and natural air of toughness, Sean Connery is the perfect choice for Ian Fleming's Bond, James Bond.
Thank you, Joe. I couldn't agree more. And there we have how many Bonds that have been five or six or whatever.
It's another coming.
Yeah. It's sad for the others. To me, you can't do it after that. Some of them have been Pierce Brosnan. Ugh. I love this next one, too. Jim and Yardley, I think this is pretty good. I can't imagine anybody doing the role better. Jim, who's yours?
Hi, Dom. Yeah, it's Johnny Depp and Captain Jack Sparrow.
All right, why?
Hello?
Yeah, well, why? I think it's a good answer. Why do you see it?
Oh, I just, there's nobody else that can do the mannerisms, the things with his eyes and his body movements and just his overall attitude.
The attitude. Yeah, the attitude in there. How many times are they close to death and whatever, yeah. And this guy is just joining. It went downhill after the Supernatural stuff. Mm-hmm. But in that, I can't imagine anybody. He really does have talent. But
I always think of the line, it's like, you are without a doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
But you have heard of me.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Henry, out of all this, we got a lot to sift through here. This has been good today. Some were spot on. Others, I don't know. What do you say?
Yeah, man, I wasn't expecting Joe and Columbus with the answer of Julie Andrews as Maria.
Yes, yes.
Sound of Music. I also liked David Lexington's answer as Cuba Gooding Jr. as Radio. He might have saw as a very good performance. It's a performance that might have killed his career at the same time, so it's a double-edged sword. And I like the last two, Joe and Exton with Sean Connery as James Bond and Jim and Yardley with Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. The Connery, I admit, is sticking in my mind because there's a body of work there and different people doing it. So our point about it'd be like if there were four Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier for me to judge. Dan, how about you? Got anybody?
My answer sticks with Earl with Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
I really like the Mandela, especially being on a billboard in India.
Instead of the Mandela. Okay, boy, what a coin flip. All right. Let's go with the Earl of Tacconi today.
Okay.
Put his name into the hat, and tomorrow we'll tee it up again. We have never done the advice for Dan as a budding father. We may dust that off in some, that's one that's going to be unbelievable, particularly women calling him with that. At some point, we'll be doing that. All right, we hope to have Alan Dershowitz on tomorrow. Don't forget, on Wednesday, we'll have the attorney for the family whose daughter, was she murdered? Was it a suicide? As the public record says, suicide. And Josh Shapiro, in the center of making all kinds of determinations on that, when he runs for president, which he is already, that stuff will come up. Hulu doing a special on it. All right, Rich is next. I have to hand off to Matt DeSantis this poster saying he and I are both stupid, that it's sauce, not gravy. Dom Giordano Show, Rich next, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.